So welcome to Short Memory, which is like What Memory, only shorter. So the thing that caught our eye recently was an experiment where they were seeing how focus and distraction and attention all work together. So and the thing that caught my eye was it said, imagine a busy restaurant, dishes clattering, music playing, people talking loudly one over another. It's a wonder that anyone in that kind of environment can focus enough to have a conversation. And I thought, I recognise that.
Oh, God, yes. I remember very early on being like, not as soon as someone distracted me by saying, oh, hi, good to see you alive, or just a one hand, like a little comment, and I would lose my whole train of thought and not have no idea what I was talking about before.
So I
immediately can basically associate myself with this thought, especially early on.
Yeah, I know. And I remember in hospital, I couldn't concentrate on anything at all. And I remember once we were at Headway, and you were on the other side of the room at another table, and you were talking to someone who had their back to me, and they were about 30 feet away, and you were talking, and I thought you were talking to me. I don't know why I thought you were talking to me. It didn't make any sense, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
But I could hear every word you were saying, because my focus had gone so much into you, and I managed to filter out all the distractions.
Yeah.
The normal distraction and focus wasn't really happening at all, so I drilled right into that.
Yeah.
And I thought you were talking to me. That was the weirdest thing. Because after a while I thought, he's saying some very strange things. Considering I'm not, oh, actually, I'm not all that close to him, really.
Yeah. No, it's definitely very interesting, sort of put in this lens of this context to be like, well, I can have so many, like, three issues, basically. And, you know, it could be that you can focus really well, like you did, but you distract. So I have all the distractions. So I remember being distracted, like listening to someone and being like, God, what is that sound? Or I can hear a knife dropping.
Yes.
And I was distracted to that thing and focused on that thing rather than what they were saying. And I'd have to ask them, I'm really sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, can you go over that again? Because there was a knife dropping on the other side of the room. I know really silly things like that. But the important thing here is that researchers at a place called Brown's University Kearney Institute for Brain Science, I'm not going to say that again, they did this experiment in a MRI brain scanner, with using an experiment with movement and colour and getting people to concentrate on the movement of these kind of little dots or the colour of the dots.
Yeah.
So it was focused on one thing, focused on another. And what they found was that there's an extraordinary ability to kind of do things at the same time, that there were two separate things going on. There was focus, your ability to focus was in one part of the brain, and the ability to shut out distractions or manage distractions, which were things important and which weren't, at the same time. These were two separate parts of the brain, and they got names, which was the anterior cingulate cortex and the intraparietal sulcus. Again, I'm not going to say that ever again in my whole life. I have no idea what they are. But apparently these two parts of the brain do focus and distraction, and then they talk between themselves.
Right.
And so those are the three things that are going on in the brain, which I never realised they were happening at all. But I did realise when they weren't happening.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like, I remember just vividly being like, I thought everything was so loud, and I couldn't focus on the words that I knew people were talking to me about. So I was really trying to focus on their face and their lips.
Yes.
Which was obviously very difficult being someone who could barely see. And so, like, I learned how to lip read a little bit because I needed to focus.
Oh, yes, lip reading, yes.
And that helped me focus my attention to them, but as soon as something happened around me, that would disappear, and I'd be like, oh, what's that butterfly? Oh, nice.
Yeah, I do remember that the lip reading thing, because there was other things, noises around. So what I would do is I would focus on what they were saying, and then I would focus on the movement of their mouth. But then I would forget about the fact they were saying anything and just concentrate just on the movement of the mouth and kind of almost mesmerised. Mm. And then they say, oh, what do you think? And I go, I don't know. What do you say? Well, you've been looking at me. Yes, I know, but I didn't tell you anything. You know, I was only watching your mouth move, which is obviously not an answer you ever want to hear, really. So, yeah. So basically, what they kind of liken all this to is that if you're using chopsticks, for instance, your brain is coordinating 50 different muscles at the same time. It's amazing, isn't it?
I used to be very good at chopsticks. I would always every last piece of grain of rice, and now couldn't think of anything worse because my girlfriend wants to hide her head in shame when I'm in a Chinese restaurant. Because I try the chopsticks every time, and then I go, can I have a fork, please?
It's amazing you can do chopsticks for so long, but if you lose some of those 50 brain muscle connections. Only a few of them, the whole thing just falls apart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And so what they were saying was that if you imagine the focus part of your brain is doing 50 different things, because it's a bit like that, it's doing 50 different focuses and managing them. At the same time, it's managing 50 different distraction filters.
Yeah.
Cars backfiring, people making coffee, whatever. It can filter out all these things and manage them all at the same time. And then, at the same time as doing that, it's transmitting all this information between each other. So it's like two dials on a radio. They're kind of tuning up the focus to focus on one thing, turning down the distraction on the other, and then communicating between themselves. No wonder we couldn't keep up with anything.
No.
Because all that going on, you can imagine, if it's all going on in a nanosecond, that if you lose any one of those 50 abilities at the same any one time, it all falls apart, doesn't it? It's like spinning plates.
Yeah.
Once one goes, they all go, don't they? Oh, dear oh Lord.
No, it's amazing that what the brain is capable of doing, and you don't really appreciate it until you lose even a tiny bit, and everything falls apart.
So one of the things they're saying now is that it had, quote, implications for attention disorders like stroke. I'm glad they focused on that one, because I thought, I know what attention disorder is. I love the way they call it attention disorders, because it's kind of like, it's a thing. Whereas in fact, in real life, you're just stumbling around, aren't you? Yeah. You don't say, oh, I've got an attention disorder. You're like, sure, you know, the medical term is attention. Yes. But I think what is important is that this institute is going to work out how, hopefully, you can, which bit on the path of recovery and rehabilitation for stroke is what can you, what can they focus their attention, if I can play on words there, what they can focus on and help other people to focus on to get a better result in improving attention and focus and distraction. Because if you know which bits are going wrong,
you can deal with them. You can deal much with quicker.
It. Whereas before, I think everybody just thought, "Oh, you've got, you know, you obviously don't pay attention."
Yeah.
Which is a lovely idea, you know, not paying attention, like not paying attention in school because you're daydreaming. But this is different, isn't it? This is
you're trying so hard.
Yes.
And it just doesn't make sense, or you can't figure it out, and you're like, why? Why is this happening? And that answers this question of why it happens. And now it will just be, what can we do to make these parts of the brain stronger and you recover quicker?
Amazing. So our thanks to Harrison Witz et al., as they like to say in this thing, who published all this in the Nature Human Behaviour magazine, of which, of course, I'm a regular subscriber, and it's called The Orthogonal Neural Encoding of Targets and Distractors Supports Multivariate Cognitive Control.
Easy
off the tongue, isn't it? And of course, you have to really concentrate to go through that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all from Short Memory.
And goodbye.
And talk soon.
And talk soon.